You can go to many spots around the country and see homes, barns, and businesses that served as stops on the Underground Railroad. What most people don't realize is that railroad is not just history, but a present-day phenomenon as well. The story is today's edition on the American Countryside.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
Cincinnati is home to the Underground Railroad Freedom Center, a fitting location since this area along the Ohio River was a well-traveled route for those seeking freedom. Although Ohio was a free state, escaping slaves were not safe here.
If a slave escaped across the river, that person was not free until they reached Canada. So one of the purposes of the Underground Railroad was to shield those escaped slaves from the pursuit of slave owners and bounty hunters.
Paul Burney says it is hard to know how many slaves may have moved north to freedom. Evidence is scant because the movement was secretive. However, we do know much about the general routes taken.
There were actually three major routes, this being the western route. There was another route that came up through Pennsylvania in the Philadelphia area. And then the third route was along the eastern seaboard. But this one was probably one of the most important.
A few slaves moved along a route even further to the west from Missouri into Iowa. Burnish reminds visitors that this museum is not just about a story from the days of the Civil War. It is a story with relevance today.
One of the jarring lessons of the museum here is that slavery did not end with the Civil War. Slavery still exists in the world in many places under many forms and guises. And people still use the term Underground Railroad. It's even been used by North Koreans to describe their flight out of North Korea into China, of all places.
He adds, there is more slavery today in the world than during the Civil War. The Freedom Center is a place that hopes to inspire all to take action.
One of the things we try to do here is to point people in the direction of saying, you can be a modern-day abolitionist. You can get involved in fighting slavery that exists today.
Traveling the countryside in Cincinnati, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCrae.